sun had not appeared in the sky at that point, the Lord Jesus Christ had already risen from the dead. On this same day, the Bible says it was evening time. And we read the various accounts in the gospel accounts of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, especially the first day of the week, that Sunday morning. We find that there was confusion. We find that there was doubting. We find that the women come to the tomb, and there they find that the tomb is empty. They go and tell the apostles about this, and you'll find where Peter and John, they run together to the tomb. John outpaced Peter, and he arrived there first, but he halted there at the door. But not the apostle Peter, he rushed right in. And as he went into the tomb, he noticed that there were the grave clothes laid out, and then there was a napkin that covered the face of Jesus, and that all was laid out in order. But sure as there wasn't somebody who went in and robbed the grave and just tore off the grave clothes, that somebody had been in that tomb and done things in an orderly way. And as Peter saw that, he began to reflect and ponder about what he had seen. We'll find that after the apostles leave, we find that Mary goes back to the tomb. And as she goes back to the tomb, she's there pondering about the empty tomb. And she begins to wonder about it, and she begins to suppose what might be going on. And we'll find that an angel, reminded by the Lord Jesus Christ, comes to her. And he begins to speak to her, but at that moment, we find that she cannot see that it's the Lord. He has hidden himself in such a way that she's not able to see that it's the Lord Jesus Christ. But then we'll find that the Lord will tell her, call her name in this way, Mary. And when she heard her name, she turned herself and said to him, Rabboni. There was an immediate awareness in her soul that that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And so she goes and she tells the disciples that she had seen the Lord. But as she tells the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and the Lord had commanded the disciples to meet him in Galilee, we find that the disciples, they don't believe yet. They're still doubting that the Lord is really alive. They don't know exactly what has happened at this point. They know that the Lord's not in the tomb. But we'll find, as we read earlier in the Gospel of John here in chapter 20, verse 9, it says, for as yet, when they came and beheld the Son of Sepulchre and saw, they believed, but as yet they knew not the Scripture that he must rise again from the dead. But as they knew not how to be that and heard it spoken, the Lord Jesus had told them on more than one occasion that he would rise from the dead. In Matthew, the 16th chapter, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ asked that question. Thank you. of fear, the emotion of loss, again, the disciples were glad. That just means they rejoiced. They rejoiced. And so they rejoiced today. We have 2,000 years of victory behind us, and we're able to walk in the Word of God. A lot of times we forget the reality and the emotions and the thoughts that these men experienced. And we forget that this side, sometimes we forget at least that this was reality. That these men who have walked with the Lord for a long time, who have been followers of Him, disciples of Him, learning of Him, and preachers for His cause, all of a sudden lost their head, they lost their leader, they lost their country, they lost their God. And because of that, for a little while, they lost their mind. They lost their heart. They lost their confidence. Yet how are we to describe what that moment was like? We tell the court there in John chapter 20, verse 20, where it says, they were glad. The Apostle Peter would tell us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a livelihood by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Apostle Peter says, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This is my gift for us, he said. And the God is again to a living world. He said, I hope to die in these 3 days of doing our Jesus in the tomb. When Peter was out weeping bitterly, his hope was gone. Thank you. said, I was glad when they said it to me. Let us go and allow it, Lord. I love that verse for a lot of reasons. I love that we ought to rejoice about going to the house of God. I love the praise when they said it to me. Let me say the one left out. You said, leave that over to the house of God. You ought to tell your friends and your children and your grandchildren. Says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and surveyed by the things that the Lord made. But the only thing that means Jesus didn't need to do that after all. He just said, my Lord and my God. I've seen with my natural eyes, but I've seen it many times in my soul. On many occasions, I have viewed the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus told God,